Blog Talk Radio.
Take your time, take it slow.
Blog Talk Radio.
Take it slow, take it easy, but don't let me go, baby, baby. Do what you wanna do, baby. Yeah. Baby, I'm here, I ain't going nowhere. Can we save us a moment? It's what you wanna do, baby.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you can check my shoes, then you can talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
life, yes, tell my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present and future,
about the hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Life, You can get that off the CD West Coast Band from the good people over there at World Movement Records. I thought we had started off with that one because I know a lot of people across this country, they hollering about that right about through now, you know, with this economy and stuff, Hard Knock Life. You know, I know everybody can relate to that. And a special, special, special love that's going to be sent out to the people affected by, you know, the earthquakes in other parts of the world and the people dealing with the heat in other parts of the world. And, you know, hey, it's a sign of the times, you know what I'm saying? So if you have not got acquainted with, you know, Mr. Man upstairs, it's about time y'all holler at him, you know what I'm saying? Okay, with that being said, you know, we're going to do what we do right here. I'm going to go ahead and bless you guys with another piece off West Coast Bangers from World Movement. This thing is called Double Men. Put your ear on this, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it, baby, because I'm double bit motherfucking. You heard me?
Don't be
West Coast Bangers CD. I've got a special guest coming through the act today for y'all, Mr. Donald Bell, artist extraordinaire. Brother got a smooth, smooth voice. You guys are going to love his music. Also, Mr. Bell is with Warner Brothers, and we're going to be chopping it up about royalties, something that all you artists should know about. You know, I'm sure you do by now, and if you don't, please call in and join us because you need to pick up this knowledge, because if you don't know about this, how else can you get paid from your music? So if you want to join us, press number one on your phone. Let us know that you're there, and we'll join you in with us so you can speak to your boy K. Diddy right here on IMND with our special guest today, Mr. Donald Bell.
What's good, people?
What's good,
it's your boy Young Verge.
It's your boy Young
you
Verge.
Are now tuned in
you
to IMND
Radio
with my homeboy,
K. Diddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on, right on. Mr. Bell, are you with us?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Lamont?
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Everybody, give Mr. Donald Bell a warm welcome. This is Mr. Donald Bell, artist extraordinaire, and he's got a wealth of information to share with you. And like we always encourage, if you'd like to join in with us, you know, the call-in number is 347-308-8747. Press number one on your phone. Let us know that you're there, and, hey, we'll let you join us.
Right, all right.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, what's good? Tell everybody what you've been doing, man. What's going on with you, man? I know here lately we've been seeing each other a lot.
Yeah, I know. We've been running to each other at a lot of seminars and things, trying to educate, you know, trying to educate the young artists coming up. So, it, you know, it's always good to, you know, to see you, man, and be on the same panel with you, bro. But what I've been doing, I've been doing a lot of producing right now, producing a female group, and I'm always looking for acts. You know, I'm still singing with Slave. I'm the lead singer with Slave as well, and I'm also a royalty analyst up here at Warner Brothers, so my plate is pretty full.
Wow, yeah, well, definitely, man. A lot of, like I said, a lot of new artists coming in the game could learn a lot from you, artist-wise. Well, let's talk about you, the artist side first, and then we'll get into
okay.
the dynamics of the royalties, you know.
Okay.
I know you've been singing for a while. Well, tell our listeners, you know, what motivated you, man? What got you to want to sing and get into this music business?
Well, you know, when I was a little kid, I used to see my brother Gerald Bell. He was he's a singer. He was in a group called Black Ice. I'm sure a lot of old schoolers out there remember Black Ice. They had a deal with TK, which was under Capitol, which they had Casey and the Sunshine Band, Anita Ward, just to name a few. But anyway, I used to look at them sing, and I remember one day I went to a talent show that they did. And I saw them girls screaming and hollering. I said, wow, okay, I think that's what I want to do. And, you know, but as time went on, you know, I really I took a liking to the, you know, music in general and what it meant and how it can change lives and it can, you know, take you to different emotional places. So I just, you know, that's kind of how it started. You know, then later on I ended up going to school for music and, working with some of the top producers, you know, kind of they took me under their wing. And that's how I learned how to produce music. And, you know, just, you know, it's all a process. You know, you just got to keep working at it. I never gave up. And, you know, that's pretty much where I am now.
Yeah, and that's the thing right there is never giving up. And I think that's one of the hardest things is to be focused and committed to your dream and not giving up, because there's so many distractions out there. There's so many things can pull you this way and that way. And I think it's an abundance of negativity in the world. There's more people that would contemn you and try to put you down than appreciate you and lift you up for some reason.
Yeah, there's going to always be what they call haters out there, you know, but mantra is to always push forward no matter what. You know, I remember early in my producing career, you know, before I actually started producing, you know, I was looking for other producers to produce me. I was a young kid, you know, and I couldn't get nobody to, you know, help me with my music. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do it myself. So I had a friend of mine who had a little studio, and so I asked him, I said, hey, man, can I come in and, you know, learn how to, you know, write and produce music? And I was a little kid, you know, and he said, yeah. I didn't have money to pay him. I would have gave him my lunch money or something, but, you know, he said, yeah, and that's how I started, man. And I'll never forget my first song that I recorded. Man, it was about 15 minutes long. And my buddy said, hey, man, you're on the right track, but you might want to cut that down a little bit.
He said it's 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
You had four songs in the one.
Yeah, yeah. But I say that to say this, is that, you know, for any artist out there that's listening to me, you know, I just take that story and use it as a tool to never let any obstacle stop you from pursuing your dream, you know. Nothing. No negativity. You know, if somebody say, oh, you can't do this, no, nothing, you know. Because if it's for you and, you know, you serving the right master, which is our Lord above, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing you can't do.
How do you see you know, the industry changing in terms of, you know, just the business model from when you started opposed to how it is today?
Well, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, the internet changed the whole game of music. You know, the internet, and then you have your social networks. I mean, it was, you know, back in the days, you know, You put out a record, you know, they had a lot of different record shops and different things of that nature that your music could be purchased at, you know, and a lot of times when the record company signs you, you didn't necessarily have to be so-called, you know, established or have your own material already packaged up. Back then, if you had talent, you know, then they would take you in and, you know, artists develop you and, you know, put you out. But now, you know, if you want a label to sign you, you pretty much have to come with your whole album done, with your following intact. You know what I mean? It's like it's a whole different game. You know, totally different.
Basically, the artists have to do what the labels used to do.
What the labels used to do. Exactly. And I'm going to tell you, and I always, like the artists I work with, I always encourage my artists, you know, to write, because what I've seen growing up and, you know, being around some of the giants in the business is that the ones who really, you know, made, you know, some money were the ones who were writing and producing. I mean, the artists, you know, and a lot of kids kind of need to understand that. They think just because they're an artist and they see the glitz and glamour, they think, you know, that's going to get them that big house on the hill and that Maybach, but it doesn't work like that, you know. That's why it's called the music business, you know. 90% of it is business, and the other 10% is the music.
Absolutely. Well, before we go any further, man, I want to give a shout-out to our boys over there, Dundee and Miller, for, you know, hosting the Industry Connect this weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Big shout-out to Dundee and Miller, yeah.
You know, because they've been grinding for a long time, you know, and,
yeah,
you know, trying to get the word out to give a platform for artists that's coming into the game that really needs to take advantage of some of the seminars, some of the workshops, you know, for networking and just getting knowledge, period.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I think that's what's needed in the seminar that me and you both were on with Dundee and Miller. I think it was an awesome platform, and I applaud them guys, you know, for putting putting that on, and that's something that's needed on a regular basis, you know, for young artists coming up. Because like we just mentioned, you know, the game has changed in the music industry. And, you know, when the game changed, it means the rules change. So you have to understand the rules, you know.
Absolutely. That's with any game. You must know the rules before
you
play the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Donald, let me ask you to hold on with us for a second, man. I got to jump play us a little song right here, and I'll be right back. This matter of fact, this is one of our old homeboys, somebody that we know, boy. This is Mr. Side Effect, Augie Johnson. This is Slow Dancing,
y'all. Okay.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Baby, hey, won't you come along? is Sleepy Love from Sweet and Friends, and you're listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K-City. Yeah, it's a world movement thing, moving the world.
Yeah, we back with our guest today, Mr. Donald Bell.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody?
If you guys are just, anybody just joining the show, the call-in number is 347-308-8747. Press number one on your phone. Let us know that you're there. We're glad to have you join in. Mr. Bell.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As we were talking about, at the Industry Connect.
Right.
You know, a lot of artists we're speaking of, they want to put out their music. They want to go to, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, all the, the aggregates out there. They just want to put their music out, and they have not taken the time to even register their music correctly. And I know you being at Warner Brothers and dealing with, the royalties and, making payments to, a lot of major mainstream artists. Would you tell our listeners, first of all, how important that is to have their music properly registered in order to even have something that could even cross your desk?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's for a musician, for a writer, for a producer, it's as important as water and food. I put it like that because if you're creating your work and you don't take the time to protect it, meaning copyrighting, I should say, then, how are you going to get paid? I'll give you a story with me. When I was really, really young, like when I was telling you I was getting into writing and producing, I wrote a song. And a major act, I won't even say who it is, but a major act, where it was able to get the song from me. And the song sold 1 million copies, And everybody knew I wrote the song, but I didn't have it copywritten because I think at that time I was maybe 13 years old. But it was nothing I can do. But that point, taught me a lesson. So any artist out there, if you're writing songs, make sure you get your songs copywritten. Because once if a song becomes a hit, then there's all kind of potential income that song can make via royalties. There's commercials, there's TV spots, there's if an artist want to sample your material, there's all kind of different streams of income that can be generated, from a hit song. And it's very important for you to have it copywritten. And we're just talking about a few markets. There's income that can be generated from a hit song in hundreds and hundreds of markets around the world. So I can't stress enough how important it is for you to copyright your material.
And we also spoke briefly, and with the copyright is, just the the digital implication for the downloads to make sure
yes.
That the songs are coded properly.
Yeah, the IRC number. Yeah, that's very important. You have to have that because if you have your stuff on digital downloads, if you don't have an ISRC number, then how are you going to track it? How are you going to know? If your songs are being, downloaded digitally. So that's another, thing that you need to concentrate on, especially if you're going to put your music out there digitally.
Yeah, and especially right now since the whole Internet and social networking thing is really what's driving a lot of the music. I mean, that's how the consumers are getting the music. So, to use your parable, it's like water and food. It's something that you just got to have. You just got to do, people. You have to take the time and register your music correctly before you serve it to anybody. Other than that, if you don't do that, crying after the fact, it's really a moot issue,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just take the story that I went through. you know, and just you can, you know, your listeners can use that, you know, as a platform of what not to do. You know, I mean, I could never, since I was young, I didn't know, but after that, it would never happen to me again because I made sure I had every piece of material that I write now is copyrighted. You know,
it's funny, yeah. And we've all had those experiences. I mean,
oh,
that
yeah.
was what you call that? We made those sacrifices, man.
Oh yeah.
To learn, you know, we paid
yeah.
for those lessons. That's what I'm trying to say. We paid
that's
dearly.
That's what you call growing
lessons.
Pains, boy. The
yeah.
growing pains of the music business, you know.
We paid dearly for those. So
yeah,
if anybody just joined the show, please hit number one on your phone if you'd like to join us. The call-in number is 347-308-8747, and we're chopping it up with Mr. Donald Bell, y'all.
All right, y'all. What's going on out there?
I know you got some questions in the chat room. I know you guys tweeting. You want to know something about something because I know everybody's royalties ain't straight. Everybody ain't getting their money like they supposed to. And I know you want to know why. And if you got so much that you don't need no more, I can throw my digits out there because I'll tell
yeah.
something.
And let me say this, too, because a lot of times there are royalties that are not accounted for because some of the artists who have written certain songs, they may have moved, and then they don't take the time to contact us, you know, the record company, and let us know, you know, where you're at or, you know, where should your money be sent to. So as a result, then you'll have, you know, lots of income that, you know, we don't know who to send it to. So any artists out there, any writers, if you wrote some songs that, you know, generated any kind of hit value, and, you know, and possibly generated some income, then, you know, do your due diligence, and so to speak, and, you know, make sure that the labels have your correct information as far as where to send your royalties at.
Yeah, that's so important. So what's next, Donna? What's next out there for you musically? What are you doing next? What's your next plateau?
Well, right now I'm working on a new album, Donald Bell, a.k.a. Donnie B. Still touring with Slave. We are getting ready to do Morongo this Friday, and we're flying out to Michigan next week. I'm just producing, definitely looking for some artists, you know, some artists who can really sing, who got it together. And if anybody want to hit me up, you can hit me up at www.brassbellent.com, or you can send me an email at donbell@yahoo.com, or hit me up at 323-253-1126. And, you know, just look out there for me. You know, we're still doing big things. My company, Brass Bell Entertainment, you know, we're getting ready to start producing some films. And so we're looking forward to that, you know, as well.
All right. That sounds like a plan. And definitely, man,
yeah.
we're going to keep that one pumping for you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Any artist get at me that's in need of any production, I'll definitely refer them your way.
Okay, I appreciate that. And
so
I just want to congratulate you too, Lamont. You know, me and you go way back, man. And I just want to congratulate you, man. You're one of the pioneers, one of the people that I've looked up to, you know, over the years in your hustle and in this game. So, you know, big ups to you, bro.
Well, thank you, brother, and I appreciate it. And like you know, and everybody that's been in this game for a while, boy,
mm-hmm.
it's hard, but I know there's been times that I've quit every day.
Hey,
I quit every day,
you know,
and then tomorrow morning, look, I'm back grinding again.
You know, but that's the nature. You know, I've always said this is something that I would love to do even if I didn't get paid for it. And artists out there, ask yourself that question. Is this something that you would want to do even if you didn't get paid for it? Ask yourself that question, and that'll give you the drive and the and, you know, to understand what it is and what it takes to be in this business. Because if you can't do it without getting paid, then you're in the wrong business.
You know what I found, Donald? You know, to me, this music business is just like, you know, everybody had a gift. Everybody mm-hmm. have a passion. There
yeah.
are some people that were just born good with tools. You know, there's good working on automobiles. There's people mm-hmm. that was born with a knack for construction. They could just build stuff. They go to school to, of course, make it better, but they just have a gift for building stuff. There's
right.
people that are just gifted cooks. They're gifted chefs. They just
mm-hmm.
have the taste and the smell,
mm-hmm.
and they just know what goes together. And then
mm-hmm.
there's guys like us. We're just gifted at putting together music. And I think that's
right.
my gift, you know. And,
right.
and Quincy Jones told me one time, he said, man, there's all kind of different chefs. He
mm-hmm.
said, you know, you could take a horn player, a background singer, a lead vocalist, a trombone, and you put together all these spices together. At the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, your
mm-hmm.
dish is your song.
Yeah.
He
Absolutely.
Said, you're a chef.
Absolutely.
And the ingredients that you use to put together mm-hmm. your dish will dictate the outcome of your product, which is your
right.
music, your song. He said,
right.
so consider yourself a chef. And I started
Absolutely.
Looking at it like that, and I say, wow, I could take this spice, I could take this pepper, you know, and then I use that same analogy, but I do it with people, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And you
That's
place
awesome
people in certain categories, and depending
mm-hmm.
how you place them,
mm-hmm.
orchestrate them, will dictate what the product can
mm-hmm.
come out at the
yeah.
end. And I get the same satisfaction when this song come out. You know, I didn't have to sing it. I didn't have to write it. But
right.
I know I touched it. I shaped it. I molded
yeah.
it.
Right.
And I have the same satisfaction as if I baked that cake myself.
Wow, that's an awesome analogy. That's an awesome analogy. I'm going to have to use that one for my. That's an awesome analogy.
But it's true if you look at it, because it wouldn't have the smell or the feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you can go in the studio and you could just get that groove, that backbeat, and it has that
mm-hmm.
feel, and you
mm-hmm.
already know you already got the groove, because once the heads start bobbing, then all you got to do
mm-hmm.
is put together
yeah.
little cute sweet stuff on top.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And just to add to that, you know, a lot of times you have. You know, producers out here who say they're producers, but they don't understand music. You know, a lot of times, and I always try to encourage, you know, young producers coming up, understand what music is. You know, take a class. You know, take some piano lessons. You know, understand what you're putting together. Because if I would want no chef to cook for me if they don't understand what it really means, you know, to really put the recipe together, you know.
How many
you don't put baking soda in.
Look,
you know,
can't cook.
You know, so you gotta understand it.
Yeah, some of them just can't cook with anything else. Can't cook. No matter how they try, they put
right,
too much
right.
salt in the spaghetti, and it should just be nasty.
You know. Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that out there for your audience.
Definitely, definitely, man. And I'm definitely going to thank you again for taking time out and coming through and holler at the folks, man. And we definitely want you to come back through and put some of that music in your back pocket so we can play that too.
You know what? You got it, man. I'm going to send you some of my music. And definitely when the new album is called 10969, and I'm taking it back, you know, to my roots. That's the address where I grew up at over in Watts. And so some of the this album is probably going to be some of my best work, so I'm looking forward to getting that out there. Y'all look for 10969 by Donald Bell, a.k.a. Donnie B.
Well, definitely, man. We want to do more and look for it, man. We want to have
mm-hmm.
some of it here first, man. So, you
okay.
know, play it and, you know, take part in helping you promote it and get it to the
yeah.
place it needs to be.
Yeah, I'm going to let you break it first, man.
Absolutely. I'm going to be looking
okay.
forward to it again, man.
Okay.
Thanks
right.
again for coming through and holler at us, man. And
right.
we're going to see you at the next conference, baby.
Okay, yeah, well, we're going to talk before then, man. We gotta do some stuff together, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
okay.
man. It's going to be
right.
sooner than you think, too, because we
okay.
have a couple film projects on the table right now as we speak. And yours truly going to get to do the music, of course.
Okay.
And I'm definitely going to have you involved in that one, man. You might have you even, since you're a good-looking brother and stuff, might even have you walk in front of the camera and stuff.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I love to walk in front of the camera.
Hey, I was telling somebody about that with Augie the other day. I say, man, I don't care if there's a camera in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They can have cameras hidden in the room. His face is going to find that camera. he got a camera nose, man. He just sniff out a camera.
Just sniff it out.
Man, he sniff it out. You can hide a camera. Boy, you turn around, you see his whole mug right in the middle of the camera.
Funny. Yeah.
But all right, big brother, we're going to let you go. Right. I know you busy, man, out there, man, and I don't want you to make a mistake and send somebody my check.
You know you don't like that, huh? Hey, Lamont, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man. We'll be hollering at you soon, man.
All right, take care.
All right, peace.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Everybody, Mr. Donald Bell, you know, so he's going to be back, and we're going to be playing his music right here for y'all. So, you know, stay tuned. Hang in with us. The call at number 347-308-8747.
Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read the Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hands to the plow looks back, the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep. Some of y'all ain't saw nothing but just started trying to reach. But unto him who's able to possess your fathers by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is, this was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing a hook right here and see if the church can relate. Trials are to try you. You say, why you? But you sure say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. One minute you're telling how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you're backfighting so fast, I'm like you're moonwalking. Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't never we going through, it can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, because the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're going to be on top. Quiet, send your hook line one more game. This time you don't stop.
out, he can work it out.
Hey, what's good? It's Phenomenon. You're tuning in to I Am Indie with K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio. Get it right, man.
Mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life.
It's your boy Lil Diggs, man. Shot-town's best.
You know who it be, it's your boy, Gorilla BRACK. Compton's finest, hooking up with Shoutown. Back to the west side. You know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Vietnam is what I said to my mama. Before I left my hometown, Chicago. When alone is what my cousin said to me. Right before we hit the traffic, push the G. Now we push the way in, we push the way in
Georgia.
We push the way in, now we push the way in
Florida.
Work my way through the whole East Coast and back round. Shot down. Mama said not to play with.
boys who like family, especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys, and mama said not to play with them gangsters, especially bad boys who like country, especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican, so I get someone in a million. Push weight with a drive like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle,
coca,
you hustle,
ganja,
he hustle, flex hustle, my
so when they got
go pop, these people stop, and everybody look around, screaming, mama, mama said not to play with them bad boys, mama said not to hang with them gangsters, especially bad boys who like family, especially gangsters who love money. I'ma try not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like country. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16, covers for friends of working his D's and shit. Tahoe's and 24's, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my PO in the DA. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to DA. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you with stick, you moonwalk like Michael Jackson and did. Then they gave me back my freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some rap, backhand up a bitch, like sugar free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun, long as Compton Boulevard. If there's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, hand grenades and ass stitches, just handed out to the kings.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Instinct, the instinct, the seven's I'ma add, knew she had.
the qualities I'm looking for. Topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. No, she got her own, that's a reflection of a credit score. Material deficiency, been living in this girl's world. So, of course, a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid's got the flu. It's true. I ain't seen fly as you, shawty girl. I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Throw it in the bag, cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you scored a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much pizza swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, I buy the double D's. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish this is, let me know what it is. Forever got you, I'm patient for patience. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose. So if you want a winner, baby, tell me what it do.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl?
Clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011. Secondary guidance systems engaged. 08, roger, what's the surface temperature?
Boy, was my face red.
008, clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011.
I see you staring from across the room, like you're telling me what you're trying to do. Ooh, ain't go through how you're trying to shake it loose. So when you approached me, you was looking so lovely. I couldn't help myself, I didn't want nobody else. Then me time was your looking for, I wanna show you so much love. Oh yeah, so sexy. Take my hand. I want to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance to dance. Just a little romance.
Sonny.
Mm-hmm.